Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Zayin Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new siman today, Tof Nun Aleph, which is a long siman that deals with kashering utensils for Pesach. Dinei ha-go'olas kelim. How do you go make something that was used for chametz to be able to use now for Pesach? Now, I will point out that we're going to learn, and you can see this in Deir Shu footnote number 4, that ubizmanenu shakelim einon yikara. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we live in such a plethora of goods and items that you can easily get. So Rav Ozan Zatzal brings down in the Kovis Meis Halevi, she'odif liknos kelim chadoshim lePesach, that we have a Pesach dicha set of utensils, rather than trying to be kashering our chametz dicha year-long set of utensils. However, in hotels and in other places, they still do kasher things, and we, of course, in our own houses still kasher certain things, and therefore these are very, very practical halachos, not only for Pesach, but these are some of the laws of Hagolas Kelim that apply all year long to go in situations where it's allowed, let's say from treif back to being kosher, or from milchis to fleishis, or mehfleishis to milchis, which one shouldn't do on a regular basis, but under certain situations it might be acceptable. So with that we begin. The Mechaber says, Sif Aleph, Kidero Shulcheres, earthenware utensils, Shinishtamesh Bohem Chomet Koloshona, that were used for Chomet Stika usage all year long. So, Afilu Osam Shaosim Bohem Daisa Umine Kwachem, even things that have a ton of chametz inside of them. You're making porridge, you're making all sorts of grain dishes over your flour dishes. So there's lots of blios of chametz inside these earthenware utensils. All you have to do for Pesach is mishafshifan heitev, you go and clean them out well from the be'en chametz. So in this way, there is no real chametz present. You only have blios. Binyan shelo yeh chametz nikar behem, that there should be no visible chametz on them. So your cholent pot or your utensils that you have, you scrub them, you clean them out, and then you put them away for Pesach. Umutu lahashosan li'achara Pesach, you can put them away till after Pesach, and lishtamish behen, and then you can use them after Pesach, bein b'mino, bein shelo b'mino, and you can use them again, whatever you want to use them for. So you don't have to go and destroy them, or break them, or kasha them for Pesach. You have to get rid of any be'en chametz. You have to get rid of real chametz that's mamushus, real substantive chametz. But the blios that are inside these utensils, you're not even selling them, as we'll see, to the non-Jewish person. You're putting your pots away. You certainly don't sell your pots to the non-Jewish person, because then you have a problem of being required to be tovel them when you get them back. But in any event, you're allowed to put these pots away, and as long as there's no be'en chametz, no real chametz over there, umatzniyam bePesach b'mokum tzenua, the Mechaber continues and he says, on Pesach, you put them away in a hidden place, in a tzenua place, shina roga le'elich shom, so you shouldn't go there by accident and take out your pot. K'nei shol yovo l'shtamish ben bePesach. If you use your cholent pot all year long, for, let's say, for soup, and now you take the soup pot and you don't put it away, so you're going to forget yourself and use it on Pesach as well. Therefore, put it away in a place, close the door, have a seal on it of some sort, don't have the key available to you, whatever it may be, in order that you shouldn't run into a forget. This was my chametz dikah pot, and you use it by accident for Pesach. That's the big chunk over here of the Mechaber. Now we'll stop and we'll go look at the Mishneh Berurah and some of the Deir Shu footnotes inside. So the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph tells us that this din doesn't only apply to these kideros of cheretz. He says, Luadin Karos, the same thing applies to plates. It's not only pots, but it also applies to plates over here. Shetashmishan ayde eroi uchli sheni, that were getting hot chametz into them. Obviously a pot, so it's on the fire. But how does a plate get it? So you pour it into it from a kli rishon or from a kli sheni. And therefore, the same halacha applies. Gam kein din ahochi. The same rules apply over here. Deir Shu footnote number 1 points out, Mashma, shekola kelim, all these utensils, even the earthenware ones, shaloish tamshu behem lemacholi chometz chamim klal. If you never use them for hot chometz, so then you don't even have to put them away for Pesach. Ein sorach lahatzniyam bePesach im nikim. As long as they're clean and they have no be'en chometz inside of them, and this is a din in Shulchan Aruch, shemutter af lishtamish behem bePesach. Technically, since there are no belios over here, if it's not used by hot, you don't have absorptions, there's no belios inside the pot. Then you technically could, as once you've cleaned it out, so there's no chametz on the surface, you could technically even use this for Pesach. And he brings down from the Shelos Shuvas Orlet Zion, Sha'av Bishakos of a Shulchan Aruch Shom, Shinogim Shalosh Tamis Bepesach Bichli Cheres, Shishtam Shubahem Bechomets, Lidvarim Sonanim Bilvad, even though the minog is that you don't do this, he says, Mikol Mokom Ain't Zorach Latzniyam. In this situation, while we don't use them, you don't even have to put them away. You don't have to hide them someplace. Hoel Meikra Din Mutu Afli Shtamish Mems. Because technically, if worse comes to worse, you forgot yourself and you used it, it's okay. As long as you get rid of any of the Chomets Be'en, and it never was used for high, so there's no Blios over here. So while the minog is not to use it on Pesach to actually cook food in it, not cook, to use it for a plate, let's say, that you always used for cold, the cereal bowl, that you never put anything hot in it, so you technically could use that same cereal bowl as long as it was clean and use it on Pesach, but the minog is not to, but you don't necessarily even have to put that away. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Beis. We're talking here Shulcheres in the Mechaber, and he says, Wadin Shar Kelim Shenu Shulcheres. He says the same halacha applies to all utensils, even those that are not made out of earthenware. Im Eino Rotsa Lagilin, those it's much easier to go clean them. Klicheres has no way to go and take out the blios, you have to break it. So the other kelim, if you wanted to, you could kasha them. So im Eino Rotsa Lagilin, if you don't want to do hagola, put it into a boiling pot of water, Ola Labdin, or to burn it out with a torch or a flame that gets what's called libun. So if you could kasher it, but you choose not to, that's okay. Gamkin efshura b'hayta kanta, you also are perfectly allowed over here to do what we just said, do for the klicheres, which means l'shaf shashan, to go and clean it out from any be'en chometz, u'l'kaimon arachar Pesach, and put it away till after Pesach is over. That's perfectly fine, even though here you had a way to get rid of the blios, you're not mechuyev to. But he's telling us the common situation. He says, in those days when they didn't have a lot of utensils, so people would reuse chometz iki utensils on Pesach when they didn't have a choice. So therefore, the Mechaber is telling us what was the common thing for things where you didn't have a choice because you couldn't kasher it. There's no way to kasher earthenware. So the metal pots, they could kasher, and they did because they didn't have easy access to other pots. But the earthenware, which is the reason the Mechaber used earthenware, because they didn't have a choice. But the same thing would apply to the other types of materials as well. Rak magilo malablon, you could go do hagolo, or you could do libun, or the kameas, we're going to learn, and that would be perfectly fine. But the chiddush over here is that you're not mechuyev to do so. The issue footnote number 2 brings down, that you're allowed to go keep them if they're locked away in a cheder. We're not concerned you'll go take them out. You don't have to sell them to the goy. So the Chazon Ish writes, and you don't sell the blios inside as well. And this is brought down the Shulchan Aruch Rav as well. And this is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv, that you're not mechuyev to go and sell the blios inside. Anything but en you have to sell, but not blios. Albeit, the Stipe Lagon brings down that it was the minog of the Chazon Ish, his brother-in-law, that he would sell the blios inside. So he says, even though you don't technically have to, mikom mokom hider laso zos. He says it's a hider to do so. Kidei shelo yishar birushu, so afilu mashu, shebe mashu shel chometz. So you shouldn't have anything left of chometz. He did this additional chumrah, but you're not mechuyev to do so. However, he says, even though you don't have to do this, okay, because there's no mamashus over here, he says, since there's food inside over here, so therefore that's why he was going to be machmer over here. And the reason why, because if you did cook with this kli, the blios would come out. That's why it was machmir. However, he brings down that many others were not, and he brings down from the Chazon Ish himself, shebalua b'kli is kal yosem ibalua b'ochel. There's a difference over here with something that's balua in a kli versus something that's balua in an ochel. So balua b'kli is nachshav kimishinof lov matpolis. You can't really get the stuff out from a kli unless you're using it, as opposed to the stuff that's balua in food, you can eat it. So therefore, we're much more machmir on a tarovis over here than we are with a kli. The issue footnote number 3 brings down for a kli cheres, the Chazon Ish said, she'ein lehem takana b'hagolo. As I pointed out already, there is no takana over here. You can't do hagolo, you can't do libun by a kli cheres, and therefore, he adds, sha'av sha'agolo shalosh pamim mo'ilo b'kli cheres l'da'as ba'le itur, even though there is an opinion that says you can do hagolo if you do it 3 times by a kli cheres, and he says, that would only work if the blios weren't a basioma, because if it's a basioma, then it's a problem, because it gives it a taste that's good, as opposed to if it's not a basioma, then it would be a tam lufgam, and then you can maybe take advantage of the heter of the Baal Ha'itor b'di'evit. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel states, "Bekelim chadashim shekonim me'ashuk." If you buy brand new utensils from the marketplace, afilu klicheres, even an earthenware utensil, then ain't tzarich l'sapik b'hem. You don't have to be at all concerned over Hashem and Nishtam Shabu that it was a used utensil. If you're buying, especially today, you're buying an open, unopened package, so clearly it hasn't been used. They ain't derech l'shtamish bekelim chadashim. Even in those days, people didn't go and sell pots, even they weren't packaged the way they are today. They didn't sell used pots as new pots. Ve'in tzrichim el tefila b'klei matochos. And only many utensils require tefillah for tumah tahara purposes and not because of the need to get out any blios over here. And Dirshu footnote number 5 brings down, shekliheres eino tzrichim tefillah. A kliheres doesn't require tefillah, as the Rambam points out. He then brings down a long discussion over here as to nowadays, when even our new pots might be smeared with some sort of an oil, and it's a machlokis whether this oil comes from an animal, which would be a problem, or it comes from a synthetic source or a non-animal source, and it wouldn't be a problem over here. So he has a whole discussion as to whether you have to do some sort of hagola on our new pots and pans today, some are machmir, some are meiko, ayin shom, in the rest of this Dirshu footnote. Just one point, he brings down from Nissan Carlos again, it's unfortunate that we say now is that Sal, so he brings down that if you did a Bidiyevet, even if you hold that you should have done Hagola, but if you didn't do Hagola in a new utensil, so Bidiyevet lo nesar ha-maichol. But he says, according to the opinion, that you have to do Hagola, you should do Hagola anyway, after even you cooked in it the first time. And finally, at the very last paragraph, he brings down, if you're only using it for cold, then Rav Nissan Karlitz Zatzal brings down Shein Tzorich Lagilim. You also don't have to do Hagola in that situation as well. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, where he says, Abul Kasher Nikni Min HaNochri. So if you're buying utensils from a Nochri, from his own private stock, so to say, you know, you can't tell 100% that they're brand new. So then, if they're metal utensils, out of Sofek, maybe he did use them, you have to do Hagol, or Hagilon, or Labn, or to do Libun, the way that they were used, that's the way you kasha them. The way something goes in, that's the way it will come out. So if it went in with a very hot flame, like Libun, then you have to kasha it with Libun. If it went in only with water, so to say, with hot, with boiling, so then it's enough to do Hagol. As opposed to milvah, ma'aseh tzorich l'tovlin, and of course you also have to do tefillah in that situation as well. V'imein klicheres tzorich shvir misofik, but if it's klicheres, there is no alternative. You have to break it. The only way to make a klicheres kosher is by breaking it. Sivkan dalit kol hashana. It was used for chametz all year long, so the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'u adin afilu nishtamish mem chametz tocha pesach." Even if somebody used it by accident for chametz on Pesach, dai b'di'evid b'shifshuv. All you have to do in that situation is get rid of the chametz, heitev, real carefully, umut la'shosa narachapes, and then you can put it back and keep it after to have a Pesach. Kivul el b'resh simen tov mem zayin, as we learned previously, and this was brought down over there in the name of the Chok Yaakov and the Levushei Srod. Then he brings down a free magod, the mifakmik. He disagrees. He says, "In bisho behem bishvisho Pesach beretz Yisrael." If on the last day of Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, or obishminisho Pesach ledidon bechutz laretz, or on the eighth day of Pesach here in chutz laretz. So in this situation, ba'od shakli ben yomo. Now, if you're going to use it motzei Pesach, it's still a ben yomo shelo lishtamish, but you can't use it in that situation on that day. Ayin shom, look over there for those details. Sifkot and hay, the Mishnah says, afilu osin sh'osin v'chulin, if you use it for dice up of porridge or other sorts of large amounts of chametz, klomar, the oz heim bluyin harbi chametz, they're really packed in with chametz. V'mivashel b'hem achara Pesach, b'vadeh lo yeh shishim neglim. And now if you're cooking it right after Pesach, you don't have shishim against it, so it's going to be a large amount of chametz. So it's chametz shavah levetz ha-Pesach, afilu hochi mutter. Nevertheless, these blios are mutter. The reasoning is, Vatam, Danon Kaim Alam, because we hold the Chometz Lachar Pesach Minator is Mutter, because this is a whole Din Derabbanan Chometz Achar Pesach that we say it's a Knas, as we learned in the previous Simonim. It's a Knas that the rabbis instituted for people that didn't follow the rules. They know also El Mishum Knasa, and it's only a Knas over here, the Konsu Chachomim Ameshi Hisha Chometz, that somebody didn't follow the rules and had Chometz that he didn't get rid of. The low Konsu, but they never instituted the Knas, El Chometz Shubaynei, on real Chometz, Mamoshes. But they never made this gezeira of chametz shavah as a pesach for the blios inside a kli. Therefore, there's no problem in using these chametz utensils right after Pesach, even though it's going to not be batel b'shisha because there's so much chametz inside of it. So all you have to do, we said, was to clean it out well. Sivkot and vav mishav shifon v'imlo shiv shishon kodem Pesach. And if you didn't clean it off well before Pesach, mishav shishon tocha Pesach. You'll have to go and clean it out well during Pesach and get rid of the chametz that you may have on the surface, or even olayachar Pesach, because you got to get rid of the chametz be'en. That's chametz shavalev sa Pesach, and you have to be mevayret. Kedin lo beer kodem Pesach hamavur b'simen tov lamnei. As we learned previously, if somebody didn't do a beer beforehand, so you can do the beer even during Pesach, and even after Pesach, you have to do the beer to get rid of the chametz be'en that was in your possession. And then you just put the pot away, Sivkot and Zayin Matznion. Yesh noagim lesader kli bedil, shochomets, besocha bayis, begova kosa, bemokum shein yat odom magas, lishom. There are people that want to demonstrate, look, we're not using our chometz sticky utensils on Pesach. So they put up all their tin, that's bedil, their clay bedil, their tin utensils, that are chometz sticky utensils. They put them up high on the wall where they can't be easily reached. So therefore, nobody's going to be concerned that maybe you're going to come take it down and use it by Pesach by accident. And they did this as a noy. This is like a decoration to show, look, we have beautified our house by not using our chometz sticky utensils, and we put them out of reach over here. So this is a noy. This is a beautification. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Ein limchos b'yadim. This is a nice minhag. You don't have to protest this minhag. He brings this down in the Shaar HaTzion, O Zayin, in the name of the Mogid of Rum, and the Chok Yaakov, the Al-Yaraba, and the Prichodosh, as opposed to the opinion of Bach that says you shouldn't do this. And he adds, V'afa pisha kol dover shegozru olav chachomim machmas chashash shema yishkach v'yishtamish bo. And even though the rabbi said, don't keep your chometz sticky kelim out, because you may forget and use them, so here you're keeping your chometz sticky kelim out. Lo chilku b'gzeira. Some normally they don't make any difference between whether it's easily accessible or not accessible. V'yasru afilu higbiaso hadover eser komos, and you wouldn't be allowed to leave them out even if they were 10 stories high. Kimoshin is barba simon reish ayin hez. We've already previously learned, and the Mishnah Berurah reminds us that we learned over there in regards to that you can't put a nair up even if it's out of your reach, because you may come to adjust it. So the fact that it's out of your reach, we say you still can't keep a nair over there, shemayato, so because you may come to adjust it, and therefore, even if it's out of your reach, v'eni yachol lagia, elo also likro liyari, you're not allowed to read by such a light, because you may come to do it. So the rabbis didn't distinguish between accessible or not accessible. Over here, nevertheless, the heter for this minhag noy over here is mikol makom kiven she'eno b'nei yomun. It's not a b'nei yomun. Mibliyas achomis b'shoshe masagin losar. When they put it up there, even if taste did come out, it would not be a tam that would be l'tov. It would be a tam l'fgam. Mikol shekein ba'osun shirov tashvish mekhlei she'eni obitzoni kigon kankanim. And certainly, if there is really no ability for the b'liyas to come out because they didn't get inside your actual fire, they only came inside fire klisheni, so then ein lochosh, this minog is acceptable. It doesn't recommend that you follow this minog, but those that have the minog, you're not supposed to, you don't have to protest, but he wouldn't start this minog lechatchila. And he brings us down the name of the Mogen Avram and the Prichadosh. Now we go back to the Mechaber, where he writes, V'tov l'sogrum b'cheder u'latzniyah ha'mavtech. He said, what you do with these pots? Go put them inside a room where you won't be able to access them, and hide the key. In other words, put the key away. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ches, wrote Salomar, Dim yovo l'chabesach ha'mavtech. He goes, oh, I can't open up the door. I got to find my key. Ooh, it's Pesach. Yisko shu Pesach. And this way won't be a problem. He brings down in Dirshu footnote number 7 over here, that if you just close the door off with some sort of a paste or a tape, so Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal is quoted in Rav Shimon Eider Zatzal's Sefer, and this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shemo Ila Kmo Hatznoa Samavtech. If you seal the door, even though there's no key on it, you put tape up there or something like that, that would also be acceptable. Because when you say, gee, why do I have the tape over there? Oh, it's Pesach, it's going to remind you, and therefore it's not a problem. Mechaber continues and he writes, Avol Hesek Shiasikim Ba'esh. If you're going to go and put just the fire on the outside of the kli to try to do a kashering, Ain't a molehem, that doesn't work. V'lulushum klicheris, and it never works for klicheris anyway, Shinishtamish Be'em Chamin, that's used for heated materials, because the belios will not come out in that fashion. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tes, the hesek shu rak mi b'chutz, because the fire that's only on the outside of the utensil, Ain't a molehatl des blia, will not get rid of the belios inside. The Mechaber continues, he says, this is true, afilu shlo ayideho ur, elu she'eru l'sochen roskin. This will not work to just put a flame on the outside of the container, even if the only way that the hot food, the blios, got inside over here was through eroy, that you poured something hot into them while it was boiling. That still will not be able to be kashered by heating up the outside of the utensil. You must get it out by heating up the inside of the utensil. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Yud, Kigon Karos, a plate that you poured hot food on it, the Derech Lishbo Chalei Mekderos, you poured from the pot, which was on the fire, onto this hot plate, so you can't just do the back of the plate. You have to go and do a kashering on the inside of the plate in order to it to work. Now, the Ramah adds one thing over here, and the Ramah says, Hagah, the Esh Osrin, there are those that are machmir over here, Afilu B'chli Sheni, even with a klisheni in this situation. And this is brought down for the Magid Mishnah. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Aleph, Pirish, what's he telling us over here? Afilu lo eira meakderu l'socha, rak l'kliyachar. Even if you pour it from the pot on the fire into another pot, and then from that other pot onto this plate, v'yachar kachiniyach klizeh b'socha, that still will require kashering on the inside and won't work kashering on the outside only with fire. How do we paskin ladino yiskimu achronim? The achronim paskin over here. The lachachil bavadi yesh lahachem kedas ramah. You should be machmir over here like the ramah. They ain't lahatir af kishedua shalom nishtamish bo chometz rach miklisheni. Even if it was only a klisheni that got in that way, you shouldn't kash it only from the outside. You should kash it from the inside. And therefore, v'lechay mikli machris tzorach hagola. With any kli machris, you're going to need to do hagola over here, as we will learn in mitzvah shem kavur lekamen besif hey. Or b'kli cheres lo mahali hagola v'hesek. By kli cheres, it doesn't work at all. Af shalom nishtamish bo pesach. You obviously can't use it on pesach at all. However, he says, if you did use it without Hagola, it was only used by a klisheni for a gon, teller of a chapos, some sort of a plate and a ladle. One can be lenient, if there's a large financial loss, if you don't have anything else to eat. This is only true. It can't be ben yom, because then it would be nosi tam of gam. And this is why, if you do it in this fashion. That concludes today's shir.